So, Patsy, we heard from the president on Thursday that American forces will be out of Afghanistan by August 31st. That is about a week and a half ahead of the September 11th deadline that he said. What more, you know, did the president share about the process of U.S. troop withdrawal?
Well, essentially, the biggest part of his remarks on Thursday was about his justification, right? Why is he doing this? He ordered it in April after concluding that the U.S. has succeeded in its mission in Afghanistan by degrading the threat of Al-Qaeda. This is, of course, the group that attacked the U.S. On 9/11, September 11, 2001. So essentially, what the president said for his justification was that, you know, after 20 years, $1 trillion spent training the Afghan forces, almost 2,500 Americans killed, 20,000 more wounded. He is not sending another generation of Americans to go to war in Afghanistan with no reasonable expectation of achieving a different outcome. Now, this is not the first time that we've heard the president say this. He did say this as well in April. So today's Thursday's announcement was more of a reminder to Americans that this is happening. It's happening as planned, earlier than planned even.
Patsy, in addition to speaking about the withdrawal itself, what else did the president have to say?
Well, he said that the U.S. will continue to support the Afghan military, will continue to provide humanitarian assistance and help protect women's rights. But he insisted that the U.S. did not go to Afghanistan to nation build, and it is the right and responsibility of the Afghan people alone to decide on their future and how they want to run their country. Now, a lot of people are criticizing this. The fact of the matter is that the Taliban is gaining ground. We see a lot of attacks on key cities, and there's a huge concern that the country will fall into civil war and the government in Kabul will collapse.
Right. That is a chief concern of many who are watching what's taking place in Afghanistan. So how did the president respond?
Well, he was asked by a reporter about the assessment or a reported assessment from U.S. intelligence agencies that says, you know, as early as within 6 months, the government in Afghanistan could collapse. The president disputed those media reports and basically said that the Afghan military has what it needs in terms of training, in terms of U.S. military support, equipment, and so on to do this, to hold the country together. Now, that may be a rosy assessment because right now the policy is that the U.S. will not come and swoop in with airstrikes should, for example, the Taliban attack Afghan forces. Right now, the airstrike policy is to just come in should there be a direct threat to the U.S. and its allies from ISIS and Al-Qaeda. But obviously, this is a work in progress and the president hasn't absolutely ruled that out. So we'll see what happens in the future, but there's certainly a lot more that the U.S. can do, either keeping the money and support flowing to the Afghanistan military and perhaps potentially in the future think about using a limited amount of American air power against any big Taliban onslaught.